Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI research, specifically OpenAI's big move with their deep research tool.
Ooh, deep research. I've been hearing whispers about this. Sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. Fill me in. What's the big deal?
Well, imagine having a super-powered research assistant at your fingertips. That's deep research. It's an AI agent that generates in-depth research reports, way more comprehensive than a quick Google search. And the exciting news? OpenAI is making it available to all paying ChatGPT users.
Whoa, all paying users? That's a huge jump. Wasn't it only available to those high-roller pro users before?
Exactly. Previously, it was locked behind that $200 a month pro tier. Now, Plus Team, Enterprise, and even Edu subscribers get a taste of the action. 10 queries per month. Pro users still get the VIP treatment with a whopping 120 queries.
120 queries? I can only imagine the research rabbit holes I'd fall down with that kind of power.
Right? But it's not just OpenAI in this race. Google and Perplexity are also sprinting to get their own deep research tools into the hands of users. It's like a deep research arms race.
It's interesting that they all have basically the same name, deep research. Makes me wonder, is there a deep underlying reason for that, do you think?
Good question. Maybe it's just the most descriptive term, or maybe it's a branding thing. But either way, it's clear that these tech giants see deep research as a key selling point for their AI subscriptions.
Makes sense. Give people something really powerful and useful, and they're more likely to pay for it. But 10 queries versus 120? That's quite a difference.
Definitely. OpenAI's probably trying to find that sweet spot, entice regular users while keeping the premium features for the pro subscribers.
True. Plus, OpenAI mentioned something about needing more testing around how these agents could be used to persuade people. That's a bit concerning, no?
That's a valid concern. Persuasion and manipulation can be a slippery slope with AI. It highlights the need for responsible development and careful consideration of the ethical implications. We've got to be mindful of how this powerful technology might be used.
Absolutely. Exciting times, but we need to proceed with caution. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that this move by OpenAI signifies a big step in making advanced AI research tools more accessible. It'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.